All right, buddy, let's do it.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. We're gonna write some stupid songs, so come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
Keep doing that. Okay. My part's easy. This was an introductory song, right?
Gary, shut up!
Sorry, it starts. Man,
didn't you hear Dave do his intro thing?
Gary, look, I'm on your side today, pal. I felt like you were doing everything on point, and you did not deserve to be yelled at.
No, he did.
Look at him. Look at him. He's coming here.
I'm saying look at him.
Gary, did you see someone drew a picture of you, pal?
How are we using the same excuse for why to sympathize with him and to hate him? I'm saying hate, look at him, hate him. And you're going, look at him, feel sorry for him.
Well, you seem to be treating him as some sort of walking abortion that should be destroyed.
Dave, it's
and
because
I'm thinking there's beauty in the ugliness.
It's because of all the bad things that have happened today.
Look how happy he is that someone drew a picture of him.
Listen, Noise Boys, first of all, my name is Joel.
My name's Dave. Welcome to the Noise Hole.
You're in the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel.
And then
everything went wrong today. But before we talk about that,
all right,
we did get some Noise Boy fan art.
We did. Did you ask for it?
I did.
Okay.
And I retweeted it. We got it on Twitter. I'd like to do something more with it. I want to figure out how to get it. I want you to send it to me, but I don't want to give you my address, you freaks.
Do you think it would be wrong of us to say something like, "Hey, if you do good Noise Boy art, we might use it as a poster for the episode"?
I think that's fine.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Or is that like just taking
exploitive?
Other people's heart? Yeah.
No, exploitive. That's fine. Exploitation's fine when everyone's on board.
Exploitation's fine when it's a little boy from China. That's what I gather.
That's why your phone works.
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, I get it.
Anyway.
We got amazing art. Someone drew Gary as a frog.
And Gary's really happy about that. Look, he's got it on his wall.
Look at this grin.
He's putting it up now. He's actually... Gary, leave that up there, pal.
No, I know. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, good job, buddy. Idiot. Fucking moron. And then everything... Let's get back to how everything went wrong.
Uh-huh. The Noise Boy.
In the previous episode, we talked about how we just moved the Noise Hole into a new location. It is a
brand spanking
detached structure at the Micklefatrick household.
It's a compound, really, isn't it?
It's not a garage, except right. It is.
Uh huh.
But we did it all upright. We got rugs. We got tables.
We got a little plastic skeleton in the
There's
corner.
A plastic skeleton.
It's rock and roll.
There's so much stuff in here, and it's the Noise Hole. And then today we come in to record, and the fucking door fell off,
exploded
in our hands, and then for a brief moment we were trapped
inside the noise hole.
Gary,
like okay.
We're trapped in the noise hole. It's trapping my noise soul. I'll never be whole again.
Okay, let's keep going with this.
Trapped in the noise hole. look at my boy soul. I'll never be home again.
Go to G.
Let me out.
Up to A.
I scream and shout.
And E.
I'm trapped in the noise hole.
I don't know where I'm going with this bass line. It really doesn't fit.
Gary, shut up.
Gary,
for a moment.
Why don't you just ask him to stop playing?
Because I fucking hate him.
There's a rift developing between the noise hole boys here.
I don't want you and Gary against me. That's
we
not the way we
conspire.
Do this.
I might go in there and I'll go into that soundproof cube of his and you'll see us slabbering about.
Next thing you know, he's going to give you him a microphone and that'll be the end of it.
What's your best Gary impression? Like
here it is.
He likes that. Look, he's clapping. And he's got that big gummy smile.
I hate it. Why doesn't he have any teeth?
It's all gums, man.
So we were trapped.
Good for sucking.
We were for real trapped in the noise hole to die. We managed to get out, and then we could not get the door closed again.
We considered who would eat who, and Joel left. Joel left a big laugh. He knew.
I knew what was going to happen.
He knew.
I mean.
But I would argue that I would say I'm quite gamey. Like, you know the texture of like a pear.
You think you're fibrous and granular?
That's not a good thing. I don't like the texture of pears whatsoever.
That's not good at all.
Don't eat me. You know a slug's only defense is to taste fucking terrible. I'm like that.
Let's gang up on Gary. Let's eat Gary.
Gary looks chewy. Gary, are you starting to communicate with symbols? Okay, one for yes, two for no.
Yeah, he gets it.
He said no.
Well, no,
you're being subversive.
He gets it.
Listen, have we heard from the noise boys?
We've heard a lot from very many noise boys.
Did anyone respond to our plea for help?
To get out of the noise hole?
Yeah.
No, they haven't heard that yet.
Right.
They'll hear that shortly.
Oh, shit. We'll be dead by the time that they hear this.
We'll be long dead. We'll be the third and fourth skeleton in this noise hole. There's one already in here. Let's look at the fucking noise boys emails. Do you want to play
Let's
me some nice...
look at the noise boys
Thank you.
Emails.
I always do that for some reason.
I have one that I really, really like. I mean, I
Joel
love this one.
Has one he likes.
Okay, here we go. This is from Kyle Moyer. He sent this to me on Twitter, and I said, if you don't fucking email this to me, I'm going to send Gary to your house.
A.K.A. Kyle the Almighty. Is
maybe,
that him?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, look at this. This is a tweet. This is a screenshot of a tweet from the official Glenn Danzig Twitter account.
Okay.
It says, in all caps, I was hacked! 3 exclamation points. Anything that was posted in the last month was not me. Now, here's what he wants to say to everyone that thinks it was him. I don't smoke weed, I don't eat hot dogs, and I definitely don't eat my own cum. So those are the three things he was accused of. And I like the order. I like the order.
I was about to talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, it fits.
When I find the piece of shit that did this, and I will, they will pay the ultimate price, which is to say he will kill them.
Is that the ultimate price?
Yeah, murder is the your life is the ultimate price. It's not $100.
For hacking my Facebook account, yeah. I will find you and pull out your fucking esophagus.
So back to the order. The things that Glenn Danzig found most egregious. Number one. I don't smoke weed.
If you think I smoke weed, you're fucking despicable. If you think I touch that shit,
you're out of your fucking mind.
You are a fucking asshole.
Look at me.
You're a scumbag.
I am a big man.
Behold.
I'm wearing a mesh t-shirt.
I'm wearing pecs and a widow's peak.
I have flowing, raven-like hair, like a vampire. And a widow's peak.
I look like if the crow stood in one of those trick mirrors you get at the fairground.
I look like Antonio Banderas from that Lestat movie, The Interview with the Vampire.
That's pretty spot on.
Okay, so you think I smoke weed? No.
Eat shit.
I'll find you.
I'll kill you.
Ultimate price will be paid. Second egregious. Here, we're doing this is the countdown. Okay.
What do you mean this is the countdown? The countdown of what?
One.
Okay.
I do not smoke weed.
Wait, it's a countdown that's going up, or?
Two!
Okay. What two? I don't... I was about to say I don't smoke hot dogs.
I don't smoke hot dogs, and I don't eat hot dogs. What? I don't smoke them. I don't eat them smoked, and I don't fucking eat them.
Why do you think that's so offensive to Glenn Benzig? Oh, do you think he's like
a devout Muslim?
Do you think he's a super fit boy?
Is he a devout Jew?
What?
He might be. They don't eat hot dogs.
Oh, I thought he was a devout fitness boy.
Sure,
I mean, they're not exclusive. I'm not saying Jewish people can't be fit.
He could be a fit Jew. You're right. Right. No. Okay. So yeah, it's what about that is so egregious? Is it the suggestion that he's eating bad food?
Yeah, I think that's it. Because he's
hot dogs,
dude. He's playing xylophone riffs on his fucking ribs every day, going, "Look at how fit I am. What's this? A letter from a fan? It suggests that I eat hot dogs."
Dear Danzig, I love you. Do you love hot dogs as much as I do?
How dare he mention hot dogs and Glenn Danzig in the same sentence?
He just flips his desk over and kicks a hole through a wall.
In his crypt. His bat crypt.
Yeah, he pushes open his coffin. He's got an iPad taped to the lid. He goes, "These emails have enraged me." Third thing.
You ever seen that video of him being punched in the face?
No, but I'd like to.
I think there's a couple of... No, there's just one. It might have been like 10 years or so now I'm backstage at a show where he started giving some guy shit. And he shoved the guy, and the guy just straight out thumps him. I don't know if it was...
Did his fist shatter into a million pieces like the Night King?
It would... It would take a lot to snap in my brain for me to... think about punching Glenn Danzig. You don't even think about it.
Yeah, you
it's
didn't say a person. You didn't say a person. You said Glenn Danzig.
What do you mean?
Guys, it would take a lot for me to punch Glenn Danzig. What a I'm regular is, guy? Oh, I'd hit anybody.
What I'm saying is it would be self-preservation at that point. You would feel like you're in immediate life-threatening danger because he's going to make you pay the ultimate price.
He would.
And so you lay him on the floor before he even gets a chance to do
it. He would grade your skin like cheese against his mutton chops. And that's the end of you. Okay, so the last thing.
Do you know any Misfit songs?
No.
Okay, we'll get to that.
The last thing is...
Okay.
Guys.
Gary's really good at this.
Despite everyone saying I do, I don't eat my own cum. I don't put it on a hot dog like relish. I don't eat... What if he got really descriptive? First of all, I don't eat cum. Secondly, I don't eat my own cum. Third of all, I don't put it on a hot dog like delicious mustard.
First of
all, it's cummy and sticky and gross and
then
yummy.
Mix it up with the sweet mustard and relish. And I call it cumstard.
Cumstard.
And then I put that on a hot dog and mix it in with a little relish.
And then sriracha. And then I call it spicy cumstard. I don't do that!
And I certainly don't. Smoke weed at 5 p.m. every day. Eat a hot dog at 5:30 p.m.
covered
every
in my
day.
Own cum.
After I get the munchies, and at 6 o'clock, I make a delicious cum-covered hot dog sandwich.
Do you know the riff to Mother?
Oh, it's that easy.
Okay, here we go. Gary, Gary, where are you, buddy? No, I don't want that funky ass shit. I want something different. All right.
Gary's in a great mood today. After we got that picture.
Gary! Shut your God damn it! This fucking
he's
guy.
Excited, man. That's him showing excitement.
Yeah, look at his gums. They're drooling.
What would we do without him? Like,
be happy.
We wouldn't have anyone else like him. I don't think anyone would gel with us quite like he does.
Okay. All right, Gary. All right, buddy. Here we go.
Tell your children I don't smoke that weed. Tell your children it's not what I need. Mother. Mother. Tell your children I don't eat hot dogs. I don't even eat ants on a log. Mother. Mother.
Tell them I don't eat dogs in a bun. And I certainly don't eat my own cum. No, I don't.
Mother.
told you my home.
Did everybody hear that loud and clear?
I don't eat my cum. I don't eat my cum. Mother.
Mother.
He's got that. It's such a specific list of gripes, you know?
I like the idea of him grabbing someone by the collar and saying, like, my name's Glenn Danzig, and there's three things you need to know about me. I do not smoke weed. Capiche? I do not eat hot dogs out of a tin. Number three, let me tell you right now, I do not eat my own cum. If you even think that I eat my own cum, then you're completely wrong, okay? You are absolutely out of your fucking mind if you think I eat cum.
If you wanna eat cum with me, I'll show you what it's like.
I mean, wait, no, I don't do that. I don't.
Wait, what did you say? What did you say?
No,
Glenn, I just heard you say that you eat cum.
No, hot dogs. I eat hot dogs. No, wait. Fuck.
Glenn, you just said that you eat hot dogs and cum.
Cut, everybody, cut.
Is it like cum covered hot dogs? Quick, punch him.
Oh, they got me. They snapped me back to reality.
Glenn Danzig wakes up in a UFO, and they're like, We are from outer space. We pretended to be the supporting band at your Misfit show when one of our associates punched you in the face. Now we have taken you captive, and we are going to experiment by making you eat hot dogs with cum.
No! Oh, my God. Hit me with a Misfits riff.
Let's see. That's...
I got something to say. I ain't gonna eat hot dogs today, and I don't eat cum.
Okay.
I got something to say. If you think I eat cum, okay, I'll fucking kill you and make you pay the ultimate price. Sweet fucking hell, I certainly don't eat.
Look, I can't even rhyme anymore, man. Also, who's this?
Hey, my name's Glenn Danzig.
Yeah, what was that voice? His mouth's so full of cum, that's what he sounds like.
Rowan Atkinson does does Misfits covers.
I've got something to say, Teddy. I killed a baby today. Doesn't matter much to me, as long as it's dead. Oh, Teddy, I got something to say. I raped your mother today, Teddy. Doesn't matter much to me, as long as it's dead.
Gary.
Hey, okay, Mr. Bean covers your favorite punk bands.
Glenn Danzig.
Glenn Danzig.
All Danzig, all the time. I'm very happy, Kyle, that you sent that to me. It made my day. You know what? And someone's going to email me or something and go, that was fake. That was a fake screenshot. And I'm like,
was it?
Fuck you.
Who cares? Let's keep that in the ether.
It could have been.
I don't give a shit.
If I'm perpetuating the rumor that Glenn Danzig was hacked and people think he eats his own cum and hot dogs, that's fine.
What if it was like Doyle put him up to it or something? Like, I imagine, the guitarist.
A different Misfit?
Have you ever seen Doyle?
You know, they are
Doyle
Misfits.
Doyle is fucking massive.
What if it was...
He is built like a brick shit house. He's one of those guys that looks like he's sexually assaulting the guitar just by playing.
Is he built like a cummy hot dog? Because if he is, that's something.
Like, can you imagine a hot dog with muscles?
I can imagine a hot dog covered in cum.
Like, not smooth, but really ripped.
A really ripped hot dog.
A really mighty looking hot dog.
Oh, yeah,
dog.
Like one of those sausages that's got, it's tied with string, like crisscross patterns.
I guess so, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But it's got a devil lock on it, and he's playing a BC Rich. He's playing punk riffs on a BC Rich. And he looks like he's he's one of those guys that looks like he's strangling the guitar. He's that strong. Do you remember I sent you a video of a guy playing like some Slayer song?
Yeah, you said it looks
like
he's sexually assaulting the guitar.
Well, I literally said that in this podcast there 2 minutes ago.
I know.
But what's really funny about that is that it doesn't even seem like he's playing anymore. It seems like he's yelling at the guitar, and the guitar's like,
yeah, whatever you say.
I'll
fucking play all the
notes. Get off my ass.
Okay. Do it.
Get off
play
my
the
fucking
notes.
Ass.
Do it. Just fucking do it. Get off my
face. Anyway, that's what Doyle looks like.
What if it was Jerry only?
A friend of mine back home, he played bass, as everyone did in that area at the time. But he played bass for a band called the Dangerfields.
Okay.
And they did a hell of a lot of touring around Europe and stuff. They were kind of like, they sounded like Zeke, if you remember those
what's
guys.
Zeke?
Okay. Zeke briefly turned up in that Nirvana Kurt Cobain documentary. Anyway, that's nothing to do with the story. He supported the Misfits when it was Jerry Only and Marky Ramone.
Wow.
And he talked about how he tried to say hello to Marky afterwards. Marky told him to fuck off. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, go, leave me alone. And he jumped straight into a tiny little hatchback towards a ferry with
Get
Jerry
Only. Get
the
fuck out of here. I gotta take this tiny car onto the ferry. I gotta go back to Long Island.
Hey, we're getting in this Mini Cooper. We're heading over to the Isle of Man. We got a big gig in the Isle of Man.
Oh, okay? Right. You're in Europe. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive this Mini Cooper right to the ocean where it turns into a submarine. Hey!
It's like, how much punk can you cram into a small vehicle? You got Jerry Only. You got Marky Ramone. And they're both fucking giving the... They're flipping the bird out the window as they drive away from this Belfast video. Belfast venue, sorry.
When I was 17, I met Marky Ramone.
Oh, has everyone met him apart from me?
Yeah, maybe. I was at Warped Tour 97.
It's me, Marky. I'm at Warped Tour 97. I'm having a great time.
We were walking into the venue. There's like a little barricade for people to walk in, and I guess like VIPs are coming in the other way.
Oh, wow. There's the VIPs and there's the barricades.
And across across the barricade, somebody goes, "It's fucking Marky Ramone."
Hey, who said that?
And I go, "Oh, a Ramone." Like that, you know, that's all I needed to know. I did not actually know who Marky was. I didn't know he was a replacement Ramone. I didn't know anything about him. I just went, Ramone?
It's a Ramone.
And Ramone?
You talked about him like you just pulled up a fish and you went, "Oh, that's a Ramone."
Hey,
they're
me,
quite common
I'm
around
Marty
here.
Ramone. Hey, it's me. I'm a different Ramone. I'm one of the Ramones. I'm Anna Ramone.
The best thing he could have done to show you up is go right over to you and say, Which
Ramone am I?
Yeah, which one am I?
And I would go to a J immediately. I'd go, "Jimmy?
Are you Percy Ramone?
Are you Jamel?
Are you the one? Jamel Ramone?
Are you Jamel? Are you Rommel Ramone? Ronnie? Are you Ronnie Ramone?
Hey, it's me. I'm Ronnie Ramone. I'm a very good Ramone. I'm the best Ramone. Are you me? It's Ronnie. I'm Ronnie Ramone. Ronnie Ramone.
I'm like, wow, man. A Ramone.
Are you the one they keep up in the attic? Like in...
the monkey-loid like, Ramone?
Yeah, like in the Emily...
Hey, Johnny! Did you feed Ronnie? No. I'm going to let him stay in the attic for a while.
Hey, don't pull down the stairs. He'll come rolling down. He'll kill us all, okay? Hey, Didi.
What's up?
Have you seen Percy lately?
Percy, he's in the basement.
Percy? Hey, who moved Percy from the attic to the basement? You know that scares him.
Ronnie is in the attic. Percy lives in the flooded basement because he's a fish creature.
Okay, here's how it goes. Ronnie's in the attic. Percy's in the basement.
Ronnie's in the attic. Percy's in the basement. Johnny's in the regular house.
Gary, mate, please, thanks, pal. Appreciated. I love the idea.
Fuck you.
I love the so they all look uniform, right? They've all got their Ramones.
In the basement.
They've all got the Ramones uniform of the leather jacket, the torn jeans, the big white trainers. You know what that suggests? That it's like Alien Resurrection, where there's a bunch of like aborted Ramones being tucked away.
Kill me.
Dee Dee, Johnny, and Joey,
and
Tommy are the first successful experiments, but they put Percy in the basement.
They resurrect Johnny. They take him to the lab. And he's like, "What's going on here?"
Hey, and they're like,
Johnny, what is this?
It's a fuck.
These are all the aborted Ramone clones. The
Raclones. What are you talking about? How come he's got a tattoo that says number 8?
That's the 8th Johnny.
Why do we all have tattoos? Hey, why is my number 22?
You're a clone from 500 years in the future.
Oh my god, does that mean there's 21 versions of me? Oh geez, Johnny Ramone ain't feeling too
hang on. Hang
Joey,
on.
Am I Joey? I'm Joey.
Joey.
Are you
hang
Joey?
On. Tell
I'm
me.
I'm Johnny now.
Where do the various Ramones live? Johnny's in the basement. Ronnie's in the attic. Tommy's under the fridge. Ramone's clones.
There you go.
Johnny's in the fridge now. Joey's in the wardrobe. Percy's in the bathroom. The Ramone's clones.
Hey,
oh shit.
Ramone's clones. Put them in the shed now.
What they want, I don't know. I just want them to fucking go. Johnny's in the basement. Percy's in the attic.
tummies on the ceiling. Ramon's clones.
All right. Good stuff. That's not bad.
I'm really happy.
Gary!
I'm really happy that we returned to the Ramones, because I went back and listened to that other podcast that we did about them, and I didn't talk very nicely about them. I called them all a bunch of tubes and idiots.
And now we're calling them mutant clones from the future.
Idiot clone boys.
So we've really stepped up our opinion of them. Really made it better.
Beat on the clone with the baseball bat out there.
Oh, but, okay, so to finish my very short story about meeting Marky Ramone, is my friend Dallas was our drummer. That's who recognized him, because he knew drummers, right?
You have a friend called Dallas?
That lived in
Beaumont. Aliens, you know?
That's like true. That's true. My friend Dallas put down his rail gun and, and picked up drumsticks. And we were in the bowels of a derelict starship.
Right.
And Marky Ramone was there. And he went, Marky!
It's called the Ramone Stro.
Yeah, the Ramone Stro. The Joe Stro? Okay,
the Joe
so
Strummer.
The Joe Strummer? No, that's a different band.
Right.
So he goes, Marky! And when he comes over, he goes, hey, ho! And we're like, let's go.
Marky did that?
Yeah, he came over and talked to us.
Okay, on the count of three, hey, ho, let's
and we're like,
go.
Huh? Oh.
Hey, ho, Iron Maiden.
But he gives Dallas a hug.
Right.
And then I lean in like, I want a Ramones hug. And he kisses me on the head.
What?
And I have a photo of it.
Was he... You have a photo of him giving you a wee...
I do.
On the head.
If I can find it, I'll post it on our Twitter at NoiseholePod.
Maybe he was testing you. Like, you know the way...
Oh, like he was a clone that's like, needs sustenance.
Maybe he needed, he was licking you. He needed salt.
It's a salt lick?
Like a fucking bird.
The doctor says, Joey.
Yeah.
Joey, there's one thing about this Marky clone, this Marky reclone.
Why is Joey the guy that's in charge of all the other clones?
Because he would be. He's the tallest.
It's like that, what was that cartoon that Justin Roiland did? The House of Cosby's?
Yeah.
Except Joey's the one that... He was a big Ramones fan, it's clear. So then he collected some Ramones hair.
Now, it's a House of Ramones clones.
It's a House of Ramones clones.
Hey, it's me, Marky. I'm Bathtub Ramone.
I'm Bathtub Ramone.
I live in the bathroom.
Hey, it's me, Joey. I'm Lamp Ramon. I live in a lamp.
People put a lampshade on my head and it lights up.
So he came over and he gave us hugs and kisses. And I just remembered thinking, I don't really know who that is.
But how old were you?
17. But I was like, the hair's right. The glasses are right. He's a Ramon. And he gave me a big old hug. They were called like Marky Ramon and the Intruders or something.
Oh, did he get weird? That's my next
thought. He just had a band.
Did he get weird with you?
No.
Like,
he just gave us a hug and
kiss
said,
in the head.
Thanks, guys. And we took a picture and he left.
Did he unhinge his jaw and maybe attempt to eat your head?
Oh, that's what I was saying. Is there like a, this particular Marky clone, he has a salt deficiency. He must lick boys every day.
Oh, that sounds pretty weird. Hey, yeah, that's not going to get him in any kind of trouble, is it?
Probably.
Hey, it's me, Marky. I'm not being snarky. I need to lick boys. I need to lick boys. I need it for sustenance. I just want little boys. But I'm not a fucking beat up. I just need boys.
Okay.
I like the implication that he's this lizard-brained fucking kumquat of a clone.
Need salt?
Need salt from...
Well, salt from boys' foreheads?
He devolves as he goes. Like, in the middle of the day, he's like, fine. He's like, hey, it's me, Marky Ramone. And then, like, as the salt starts to run out, he's like,
need boys? Hey, that fella looks like he needs some salt. He's regressing,
hey, he
man.
He ate my leg. Well, it was pretty salty.
My leg was very salty.
I got another
R.I.P. leg.
I got another noise boy email here.
Is it a good one?
I like it. It's from Nicholas Corries. I really like your Nine Inch Nails episode. Can you guys play other Nine Inch Nails songs in the style of Johnny Cash? Love, noise boy Nick Corries.
I'm going to follow you on that one. Wait, why didn't he literally do... Johnny
he did
Cash
one.
Literally did that.
He did one. I guess the question is you know, we'll cut this if it sucks, but is there any other countrification? I think the best song that you could countryfy, because, you know, when Johnny Cash did that cover, he cleaned it up. He took out the word shit, and he took out, like, fuck, and he made it, you know, palatable for country folk.
Sure.
Do you remember the Nine Inch Nails song Big Man with a Gun?
No.
Okay.
I know very few Nine Inch Nails songs.
Here we go. Gary? You gonna do a little country beat, buddy?
Oh, Gary.
No! Gary, Jesus Christ, man.
What kind of country are you listening to, boy?
The country that the Ramones come from. US of A.
Yeah. All right, I'll follow.
Yeah. My name's Johnny Cash. Here we go. I'm a big man, yes I am. I have a big gun. Got me a big old dick and I like to have fun. Held it against your forehead. I'll make you suck it. Maybe I'll put a hole in your head. You know, just for the fuck of it. I can reduce you if I want. I can devour. I'm as hard as fucking steel. And I've got the power. I'm every inch a man, and I'll show you somehow. Me and my fucking gun.
You know, there's always blues guitar playing, licking around behind Johnny Cash in one of his songs.
You know, there's like the chorus kind of picks up. You could do like, shoot, 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 shoot. I'm gonna come all over you.
This is like if John Frusciante was playing
shoot,
with him.
Shoot, shoot, shoot. I'm gonna come all over you. I'm gonna come all over you.
And put it in a hot dog and feed it to you.
Hey, are you telling people I ate my cum on hot dogs again? What the fuck are you doing, Johnny Cash?
Yeah, the door slams open. Hey, don't make me rough you up, Johnny Cash. I'll tangle you.
The ultimate price.
I'll tangle you in my hair. I'll nail you to the wall using my hair, and I'll punch you into a paste.
You listen here, you son of a bitch. You come in here with your mesh shirt and your mutton chops like you know the man in black. I was wearing all black and doing heroin before you were born.
I figured out Glenn Danzig looks like someone caught him in a trawler net. And he just stayed in there.
He's a white belly fish.
Yeah, he's a white fish. He's a wet boy straight from the bottom of the ocean. He's been eating scum. And then someone just pulls him up and he's like,
Mama, tell your children I don't eat Glenn's cum. Tell your children I don't have a hot dog on a bun. Mama. Oh, mama. Tell your children I don't eat my cum. Tell your children hot dog's not on a bun.
Oh, mama.
All right, that's done. We're going to swipe right on that challenge.
Challenge I issue to you, Glenn Danzig.
I challenge you to a hot dog eating contest, and then I challenge you to chug a gallon of cum, except I'm not going to do that. You are.
I like the fictional feud between Johnny Cash and Glenn Danzig over who eats cum.
One of them won.
Oh, I know who won. It's the man in fucking black.
Let me tell you something, Glenn Danzig. I don't need nobody's cum but my own.
Oh.
Morrissey, get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
You know, you can eat your own cum. That's not anti-vegetarian.
Morrissey, you sound like me. Except a little lady version of me. Get out of here, you stupid pussy.
Okay, Glenn Danzig, you're quite a rotter. You're a naughty boy.
Glenn, I'll be happy to eat your cum. I think it sounds very yum. Glenn.
Morrissey!
What?
I think I know just what you mean.
Ew.
You can keep my dick all clean.
I don't have to eat corn when you're around, Glenn. If you don't mind, put it on a bun. I think a hot dog would be so much fun, Glenn. Glenn. Morrissey!
What?
I have to give an excited nod.
Okay.
I say yes to giving you hot dogs full of my cum. Let's sing together, Morrissey. Anyway, I sound like this when I don't sing.
I'm sorry, my mouth was full of cum and hot dogs.
That's my cum, Morrissey.
I think you almost went back to Mr. Bean there. Okay.
Morrissey, would you like to eat my cum?
No, I already said I don't do that.
Oh,
wait, so is it that Morrissey was the one to get Glenn to admit it?
Admit that you like to eat cum.
I saw him as kind of the remora to Danzig's shark, where Danzig at least produces the cum in hot dogs, but he doesn't eat it because he got very irate. As you know, he said he doesn't eat hot dogs and cum.
He doesn't
eat hot dogs and cum. But if Morrissey's there going, yum, 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 give me those hot dogs and cum, then they can work as a team.
Yum, yum, yum.
One produces the hot dogs and cum.
Hot dogs and cum.
Is that our episode title?
Yum, 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 hot dogs and cum. This takes us back to episode one, My Mom's a Hot Dog.
Why are you repeating that?
Yum, yum. It's fucking crazy. It's the stupidest thing. I do have one that I like here. This, and we're kind of running out of time. All right, give me something. What do you got?
You're going to love this.
Do it.
So,
Morrissey, don't eat my cum.
I want to.
Don't eat my cum.
Well, I want to.
Oh.
Check this out.
Okay.
Oh, sweetness, sweetness, I will only eat your cum if I have to, Danzig. I will put it in a bun, not a bum. Oh, oh,
little faster, Gary.
Gary.
Faster, not.
I'm gonna have you, Gary, I'm gonna take away your food. All right.
Sweetness, that's the only flavor I get when I eat your cum now. Yum, 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 yum. What do you say, Danzig? Oh, first of all, I don't smoke that weed.
Oh,
I don't eat hot dogs, but I might eat cum.
It's been said.
Not to perpetuate the rumor or anything.
I've been accused.
Let it be known that I have been accused of consuming ejaculate on one or more occasions, and maybe I do, maybe I don't.
One or Morrissey occasions.
Yeah,
my
who's
goodness.
Who's who anymore?
My goodness.
We're going to have to wrap this boy up.
We might have to call it Glenn Danzig doesn't eat his own cum. This is from Owen Malloy. Hi, Noise Boys.
Hi, Noise Boy.
No,
Malloy.
Noise Boy Malloy. Noise Malloy?
Sorry about
Noise Malloy says, can you write a song about how much of a prick Bono is with some of that shitty delay that The Edge uses?
There is an effect on here.
Tell
called,
Gary he's a prick also.
We might have to leave that for another day.
Why?
because I don't know where I'm going to find
that. Well, I can do that. I'll do the delay.
You going to do the delay?
Yeah, if you just give you me a U2...
I'm
going
to give you
Gary,
a little... Look, man, a U2 bass line is the easiest fucking thing.
If you could just do something in like E to A, I think it would be the best.
I would do a
option.
D, but okay.
Here we go. Show me what you got.
Okay. It's obvious. It's With or Without You is basically every fucking pop punk song that you've ever played as well. I guess it is an E. No, it's in D.
Do it in E anyway.
Okay. Let's hear it. Okay. That's good. That's good. Gary? Get on this, Gary.
Glasses on his head, how everybody wants him dead. And we'll wait for it.
He once bought his glasses a plane ticket to get them from Britain to Rome. What a prick. And we'll wait till he's dead. With or without him. With or without him.
Preferably without.
I can't wait till we're without him.
Oh! I got it. Can you harmonize this?
Listen,
those bottles turned into the
room. Hang on, then. Listen, hang on, everyone.
Edge.
Hang on. Keep the bass line going so I can have something to talk over. God damn it. Okay, hang on. Now, first of all,
what's wrong with you, Bono? How are you doing, Bono?
What's everyone talking about in here? I was outside putting my sunglasses on a motorcycle.
Well, we were just waiting for you to get into the practice.
Now listen here, buddy.
Well, you just asked me a question and you talked over me. We were just waiting for you to get in. We decided to have a little jam while you weren't here.
Well, that's not what's in our contract. The contract says not a fucking note comes out.
Not a fucking peep comes out of you two without Bono
not
there.
Not a peep out of you two or you three without me one.
All right, Bono. Well, listen, we weren't saying anything dreadful about you now. We were just kind of having a little jam, all right. Keep your pants on.
Now, first of all, who's in this room? All right, we've got the Edge.
We've got that. That's me.
We've got Adam Clayton.
Adam Clayton.
Right.
That's me. Adam Clayton, more. That's me over here.
Okay, who else do we have in this room? Bano, that's me. Who else? There's another one, I swear to God. What's his name? Johnny? Is it Glenn Danzig? Who is it?
Oh, okay. It's me, Morrissey.
Oh, goddammit, this prick.
I've just been hanging out with these guys times three. But Bono was nowhere to be seen. So we sang a little song that might be a little mean.
Hang on, everyone, shut the fuck up. All right, everyone, eat your phones, fucking come. Listen here. Now, I wasn't doing anything untoward. First of all, I was just buying, like I said, I was buying a custom motorcycle for my sunglasses so it could drive it across all of Europe. Just me sunglasses, all right? And I was going to buy the first-class plane ticket.
Bono, you say something like that like it's ludicrous for you to do, but that's actually exactly the kind of thing that you would do.
No, it's just the kind of fucking thing I do. Everyone loves me for that. Everyone thinks that's great.
Oh, Bono, go and eat a fucking waffle with Bruce Springsteen down in Grafton Street, you fucking wank.
Now, listen, first of all, I want to tell you boys about what I did today. First of all, I spoke at an awards ceremony that gives awards to wee children who don't have any food.
Right.
Being the most hungry. And I said, oh, this is a shame.
Wait, they got an award for most hungriest most children.
Hungry, most hungry child. That's right. That's right.
Was one of them Glenn Danzig? Was he hungry for cum?
No, oddly enough, he had a hot dog in each hand. A sticky hot dog.
All right, he was well fed then himself.
No, he was doing great. And there was a sweet boy, and his name was something in African. I can't pronounce it. And he was very hungry. And I said, oh, that's a shame. And then everyone applauded for me.
And then I bet I can guess what you did next.
What do you think I did next?
I bet you put your fucking Bret Hart glasses on his head and
you said,
there you go, you're hungry now, you little gobshite.
Right, I said.
And he said yes, but then you said, all right, well, pose, smile for the photo, and then you left.
I said, these glasses, you little fucker, these glasses cost $10,000. I could buy enough food for your whole village for 5 years. And then I broke them in half and threw them away. And, then I took the motorcycle I bought for him and drove away.
Only joking.
I was quite serious.
Bono, we have about a minute here, dude. Do you want to jump in on this song before we have to fade out on this?
Okay, here we go.
All right. You know, I have a compulsion to say goodbye to these fellas called the Noise Boys on the end of a fantastic episode of something called the Noise Hole.
What's that then?
I don't know. Anyway, Bono, do you want to fucking sing us out there then, eh?
I love noise boys. Don't you see? It's me.
do that again.
Don't you see? It's me. It's Bono.
Let's tell him we love Noise Boys again.
Okay. I love Noise Boys. I love Noise Boys.
With or without them.
Preferably without, with them.
With them. With or with. With them. Fuck.
You messed it up there, Edge.
Too many arpeggios at once, Bono. I'm playing two strings at the same time. It's new for me.
Oh, just keep it up. That's beautiful music to me, ears. Hang on. I just want to make sure. What were you boys singing before I came in?
Bono, we were singing about how you're a hateful bastard, how you should fucking die. You should be at least 10 feet in the fucking ground being carried by worms.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, go on, get out of here and shite, you big old mucker.
Well, who's going to take place singing in U2? Oh, who's going to take me place? Who's going to do it?
I think I might do that.
Oh, Marcy. Get the fuck in here, Marcy. Take me a microphone and me glasses. Sing us out, Mari. Sing us out, Mads.
Time for us to go. Okay, here we go then.
I have Irish blood, but I have an English heart. But the only Irish blood I want is that in Bono's body. I want to kill him. I want to kill him.
Come on, higher.
I want to kill him. I want to kill him.
Anyway, that's the end of it. Good night. Good night, you big steaming facker.
Well, I suppose I've just quit the band, you too. I suppose Maz is taking me place. And all of our best songs are going to be changed lyrically to be about how they wish I was dead. I suppose that's fair, given my life and given what I've done with it and what a prick. Okay, Noise Boys, listen. That's it. We answered your questions. We sang our songs. Bono's a prick. Glenn Danzig doesn't eat cum or eat hot dogs or weed.
Right.
That's pretty much it. What can they do? How can they help us?
You can help us out by...
if they want to.
Well, I believe we recently just started a Patreon.
Hey, by the time they hear this, it's either up or about to go up. It's going to be patreon.com/noisehole.
And if you want to help the Noise Hole out, if you want to help us fucking fix our garage door... That sounds like I'm begging to, like, help me fix me house.
Here's what we're
going to
do. Here's what we're going to do with this Patreon. First of all, it's all going to be detailed in the Patreon, but we're going to be doing behind-the-scenes stuff, extra songs. We're going to record songs, full versions of songs that we made on the Noise Hole based on your suggestions. We're going to send you full-res flyers that you can download and print out.
We're going to mention your name in the songs that we write.
That's true. We might write songs about you.
Yeah.
Or and just toss your name into
songs.
Send
it to you personally.
All kinds of great stuff. It'll all be at patreon.com/noisehole. But we weren't planning on launching this soon, but Patreon is raising their prices next week. And so we said, fuck, I guess we got to do it.
Yeah, let's get on the ball.
So with your support and with your Patreon patronage, we're going to be buying new gear. We're going to get gear for videos.
We're not, yeah, you know, it's maintenance money. It's something that we can take it a little further and we can give more to you.
We might buy some shitty, weird guitars and do videos about them. all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, I saw one shaped like a Bud Light bottle the other day.
So check it out.
That kind of thing.
Go to that patreon.com/noisehole.
Yeah, get in. And, interact with us. Get in on the Noise Hole action. Throw a little our way and... Let's fucking...
$1, $3, $5, $1,000 a month?
It's a journey.
Whatever you want to do, we'll do it together.
Let's
go,
Noise Boys.
Oh, my God. Follow us on all of our socials at NoiseholePod.
NoiseholePod, send us an email at...
NoiseholePod@gmail.com. And then, you know, live with us or without us.
Live with us.
Keep going there, Edgy. Right. Now all we need is a wicked bass line. All right, is that all you've got then? Do you not think you could come up with anything better?
No, that's all the whole got.
Right. Do you not think you could put a little bit more effort into the bass lines? Just a little bit more effort.
All of my mates
Take me. They wish I was dead in the ground. Dead in the ground.
You know, that's a pretty rude song you sang about me there, the rest of you too.
Oh, go fucking shard a shark. Fucking kill yourself.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net. Because the .com was already taken, and they want like $4,000 for it.